Freemix Radio.
When words come to words, my peoples come first. My peoples come first.
Underground press for the 21st century.
Freemix Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen. Ladies and gentlemen.
All right, let's bring to the stage.
What up, world? I'm Divine. I'm one third of the group called The Day, the DEY. I'm a part of the RBG People Army Collective. I gotta give much respect to the mixtape circuit and the people that were really out there making mixtapes. I'm from the South Bronx. My first start was on an LA Love mixtape. LA Love went on to be like a Puns DJ for some time after Serge got locked up.
Hey, Space, what's up? This is North Star, one third of the Mighty Mighty Division X. First of all, man, my name is DJ Dr. Dust, man, from Division X, DJ producer.
Are you talking to D-Don Casimo? Shit, I'm from the Bronx. I'm definitely an original B-boy. As far as tapes, I used to put tapes out with DJ Buddha. That was back in like the late 90s, early 2000s, whatever.
As far as mixtapes in general, it is, like I said, it's different mixtapes. I mean, I used to love the old mixtapes when like a DJ would come and spin and make a mixtape and you would hear all the latest hot new shit that was coming out, or the B-sides that were on albums that you didn't hear before, that you never hear on the radio. As far as those type of mixtapes, I think that those are quality things, and I think those are needed because it exposes music that not everyone is going to hear all the time because it's not on BET, MTV, and all the other corporate channels.
Well, I think like now what's going on is like, I think people like in their cars, they wanna have a mixtape that they enjoy. I think people want the old mixtapes like to be able to say, yo, I want Raunchy number 10. You know what I mean? Or I want, you know, I think those are still like what people might want. I don't think the mixtape game has gone nowhere. I think that like the day we released 3 mixtapes, I did one with 3 the Hard Way, which is Big Ben, Bobby Trends, and Cass One. And it was available free download on the internet, and it was successful. So I think people still want it because people want music, you know. And I think now it's important for artists to do their own mixtape and kind of maybe if they can, if they got ability to use a DJ with a name to get it out there to do so, work with them, you know, work with the artists that do the artwork, you know, get in the loop. It's not hard. It's just an investment that you have to make. And I think people are checking for it.
Actually, I was just talking. It's funny, man. I just was talking to someone about, you know, when I started this, man, the first record I spun, man, 1979, Don't Stop Till You Get Enough, and shit, Michael Jackson. You know, so it's kind of interesting, man. I was just talking about that just seconds ago, and I'm over here getting interviewed talking about this mixtape history. Man, when I started doing mixtapes, man, tapes, you know what I'm saying? When Cold Crush and them had the Tape Master was doing tape, you know, selling tapes and all that. I think it's wonderful, man. Say, back in the days, that's what we used to do. We used to do tapes and just put as much as tapes as possible out there to bring out the new music that was out there.
Mixtape game, it's a giveaway game, really. You're just giving it, like right now, what we are with music is back to the beginning, I believe. Like, that's what I feel with it. I feel like we back to just doing it for the love and giving it away, like just, you know, performing, doing, you know, back to the essence of the whole thing, back to where it was at early in the 80s, you know what I mean? That's what I feel.
I mean, there's different sides of my opinion when it comes to mixtapes. I don't really like mixtapes where, like, let's say, like, an artist makes a custom-made mixtape. I think the game is flooded with them. I think there's not a lot of artistry in them, and I think it's just a cheap way of people putting out music and flooding the market and just really just lowering the quality of music. I don't think it takes any skill to take someone else's music and rhyme on top of that and then, you know, try to pass that off as it being, as you being talented. I think it does the artist a disservice because it doesn't really show what you can do. It's like, it's real simple to take a hit record from someone else and then do something on top of it. But what can you do where it stands on your own 2 feet.
I just think we're just the industry where it's at. You know, right now it's a wave of new MCs. Everybody's doing music now. Now you can go online and see anybody's random video. And you know, you don't need that corporate sponsorship that you needed before to really get a buzz now. Now if you got equipment at home and you got a good team behind you, you can make just as much noise as these cats with these corporate deals are making, and you can still be independent, and you can, you know, you can sell CDs if you get a buzz. But from what I've been seeing from the Lil Waynes and the Drakes and stuff, the reason they selling platinum is because they doing mixtapes, weekly mixtapes, and they giving them away for free. They creating that buzz for themselves. So that's just where I see it, you know what I mean? I think there always been a tour, and there always will be a tour. It's just different now. It's like before, you know, before early in the game, like, you know, cats like Purple City, Dipset, and these cats, you know, early 90s, I mean, well, late 90s, there was money to be made off of mixtapes, you know, off of just promoting your joints on sites. But right now, everybody, in 2009, everybody has a mixtape. You know, from the dude working the corporate job with you to the dude who's been MCing all his life, everybody got a mixtape. So now it's like the game is oversaturated. You know what I mean? So it's like, it's a giveaway. It's like your best bet is just to give it away. Let the people have it and let the people determine, you know, what's going to be. The people always been determining what the state of the music is going to be anyway. It's just the corporate people just follow, stay in tune with what the people do. They rip the ideas from us and they try to make dollars on it. They capitalize on it.
And the mixtape circuit in the South Bronx is real big. Sandy's was a lady named Sandy. She was selling 3 for $10 back in the days where you could go get a Ron G, a Fruit Flavor, and a doo-wop mixtape for $10. A lot of people feel like she messed the game up. A lot of the DJs felt like she messed the game up because a lot of people was going there and getting, you know, like if Clue dropped, because Clue, another person that empowered the game but also kind of killed the game, because Clue was coming out with a mixtape every week. And then what happened is people started, you know, addressing mixtapes more than artists' albums. They would be able to get their favorite songs off a person's album from a mixtape. So it's like, you know, it's like a double-edged sword. It's like, you know, it's a good and it's a bad.
The only thing at this point, you know, I'm gonna be honest, man, straight up. Sometimes some of the mixtapes, we're playing the music that the industry has out already, you know what I'm saying? And it's cool, you know what I'm saying? Because I do it at times too, but I try to focus on the underground, trying to put out the artists and the people who are not being heard or seen, you know what I'm saying? Because that's where the essence is at, you know what I'm saying? I feel like a lot of times once you get involved in the industry, you lose the essence of what hip-hop is about. You know what I'm saying? So that's where I come from, man. That's why I'm here performing tonight for free and all that. You know what I'm saying? Because it's about doing this. It's about the culture. It's not about making money all the time. You know what I'm saying? Yes, we would like to make money behind it, definitely, and pay our bills and rent and all that. But at the end of the day, it's about the culture and giving back to the community, which is something that we've been definitely missing. It's definitely one way, you know, but the only thing, like I said, a lot of DJs, they still putting out music that the industry, you know, with people who are signed, instead of focusing on other artists who may not be heard or known, you know. So like I said, that's why I'm still involved in the grassroots type of movement, you know what I'm saying? Because at the end of the day, that's where it's about. And sometimes, you know, a lot of people forget that we need to really start giving back to our community and start doing all these shows and open mic shows and all that and give back to the community, especially to get these kids involved in this hip-hop game.
If it wasn't for mixtapes, I don't think I would have got my first start, because it was a platform where I could say, you know, before I could actually, it got to a point where artists was doing mixtapes, we was trying to get our songs on the hottest mixtape type of thing, you know? I think when people went and bought a Clue mixtape, it wasn't really about his DJing skills. It was really about, I want the new song that's out that I can't get. Because at the time when mixtapes was out, they didn't have the computers. Like, you couldn't just get a song on a computer like it is now. So, it's grown, it's moved on. But, like, you know, like, there was people like, I want to say, like, blend people, like, even, like, Junior Tech. There were certain people that were doing blends that people reach, like, you know, Double R and G-Ro the Pro. These were people that you would go get their mixtape for a blend, or for how they mix the record into each other, as to where a person like Clue, you would get it for, you know, just the exclusive. I think that Clue, his hustle might have killed the game, because he was just, like, if you know back in the days, he had a mixtape every week. Like, every Friday he had a new mixtape out with a new incredible track listing, and it was like, nobody was checking for no other DJs. Ain't nobody cared how you blend the record in. They just wanted the exclusive Clue. You know what I mean? And now he's grown to be, you know, a big powerhouse at Power 105. And he makes a lot of decisions in this business now too, you know, and I respect him for that. So I can't say that it affected anything, because it empowered him, and that's what this is about. Hip hop is about self empowerment. It's taking people from nowhere to somewhere, you know. And if his hustle was strong enough that people were trying to give him their songs first, and he was able to have a platform where it was out there and the people could hear it, more power to him. You know what I mean?
My whole thing is, when it comes to mixtapes, it should be strictly about the DJs exposing new music. And really, the DJs that do it, please be a DJ, not just somebody who gets exclusives. Know what it is to actually mix the records together and put them together, instead of just, I got exclusives, so my mixtape is going to be better than yours because I got the new hot shit from Drake that nobody else got. That's corny too.
Yeah, it's very difficult, man, because a lot of people really don't have the time, or just don't want to get the time in to really search for the underground stuff, whatever. But right now, I'm going to be honest, man, MySpace, any of these A-list radio stations, all these internet stations that have DJs rocking live and all that, man, go rock them, man. Right now, I worked on like 5 projects on some reggaeton mixtapes, working with artists from PR, DR, and from the Boogie Down and all that, you know what I'm saying, from Boston, just trying to really get the mix in, you know what I'm saying, because at the end of the day, it's all about really putting out the music that is really underserved, you know what I'm saying, and reggaeton right now is one of the definite music that's being underserved. And you know, so that's why I got involved in it a bit, you know, just to really be versatile, because reggaeton really derives from hip hop, you know. So it's about evolution, man, and you know, we got to keep that game just running and going, and just keep going strong.
I still think that the mixtape game is important, but I think the labels now have exploited it and have like destroyed what it is, because they kind of like reach out to these DJs first before they even go and push a record or try to see if a record works. What I have a problem with is, like, a mixtape was a platform for unknown artists to get recognized and known. Now you got people like Busta Rhymes, or, you know, just big names that use these platforms to continue to promote what they're doing. So that's the problem I have with it. It's like, new artists are not being discovered and found on mixtapes. It's old artists using them to promote their new records and new songs or whatever it may be. And the labels kind of like are controlling that, because, you know, it's not like before. I'm pretty sure that artists submit their records to DJs, but now the labels have a DJ list and they kind of like blast out the record, and DJs pick and choose what artists that they want. And these artists are already being backed by multi-million dollar corporations, and I'm not saying that you're going to be recognized for that even if you're on a major label, but at the same time, it's like, I feel it just affects an unknown artist's ability to be able to recognize. Like, I remember back in the days, you would want to be on a doo-wop mixtape. Doo-wop had like Bounce Squad, and then he had the Bounce Squad Second Generation. People like Snag were on these mixtapes. WAP was rapping, the DJ that was rapping, and it was like, it was something that was like, you able to find out about a new artist or an unknown artist on this platform and like them just as much as you like your favorite artist that's out and out there. So I think that's how it's kind of like affected, where you can't hear nothing really new. What you're hearing is recycles.
I think the internet has fucked up the corporate structure, threw them off. You know, before they used to capitalize on stuff like that, but now it's made it to where you don't need the corporate. The internet has made it to where you can be independent on your own, and it's a great thing. And it's great because you know, before a cat who was from the Bronx, who had a mixtape, who couldn't, you know, he didn't have the money to go down south, go out the country, leave the state. Now with the internet, www, you automatically worldwide. World Wide Web, that makes you worldwide. So now you don't even have to travel. Now you can, you know, if you know anybody here, there, across the water, whatever, you just shoot them email, you shoot them free download, and they can just take, you know, they can run with the mixtape and do whatever it is. So I think the internet's been a blessing. I think it shook up that foundation of what was going on, and now it's making cats really see and appreciate what's going on, and I love it. You know what I mean? From cats who had corporate deals from the, you know, from the 50 Cents to the Talibs to, you know, all of that, to now, to you got cats like Megabone, you got Umi, you got Air Likes, you got all these independent cats doing their thing without no deals, still selling mixtapes, still filling up shows, which where that's where it counts at, because that's where it all reflects, those live shows and people being there to support you. So I think the internet for the people, I think it's been a good thing. For the corporations, I think it's been totally throwing them off, you know what I'm saying, to where they scrambling to get it together. And it's cool because it's like nowadays being an MC as opposed to before, people used to, you know, you do a mixtape and you running to the first A&R, to the first corporate person that you know, oh, can you take a listen to it? Now it's like I don't even care what those people think no more. Now I'm going straight to the web, straight to the people with it, and then let them catch up with what's going on.
I think the internet has done exactly what to mixtapes what it did with music. It just made it totally accessible for everyone. It makes it also a situation where there's no money in it, and if you could just download it for free, you know, it takes away the whole profit aspect of things. It's a great way of promoting music. You can't deny that. I think it does a service when it comes to that. And I think that the artists that have been using the internet to promote their mixtapes, I mean, I can't knock your hustle for it. It's all exposure, and that's cool, but it still comes down to the quality of what you're putting out. And with the internet, you can expose it to everybody, but what are you exposing? A bunch of shit, what I consider crap.
And you gotta understand that the federal government also has affected the ability to buy mixtapes, because like Chill Will from the East Side did federal time for selling mixtapes. People don't know that he went to jail for mixtapes. He went to jail for mixtapes because they can't tax it, and it's illegal for you to sell, you know, this music, even though the artist is with it. But at the end of the day, it's still, you know, against the law to actually sell a mixtape. Because what's happening is that, you know, if they can't tax it, then eventually, if they feel like you're making money off of it, that they're going to come get you, you know what I'm saying? And if you're a person that really are not, like, you know, politically educated on how to do this without getting charged for it, like a lot of mixtapes they put for promotional use only. A lot of DJs that distribute their mixtape through mom and pops circuits have a relationship with the actual store that they're giving it to. It ain't like before that they were distributors for mixtapes. The distributors are no longer existing. Now the actual DJ prints it, puts it together, and gets it to each of mom and pop's store. Now you got DJs actually going to mom and pops, selling their CDs wholesale, whether they drop it off. Like, you know, a DJ will be like, I got a new mixtape. If he's hot, a mom and pop store will be like, let me get 30 of those. And then he'll come back next week for whatever, you know, split that he has in his cut. And that's how it's really getting done now. So, you know, who's being affected now is actually the mom and pop businesses that are selling these mixtapes illegally. They got it laid out, but I'm pretty sure when they start coming in, they start picking them up and putting them away and putting them in the back, you know? And you know, a lot of these people in these communities have relationships with the people that's coming in there anyway. They let certain people get away with it and certain people can't, you know? It's like, if you pay the man, I guess you're gonna be all right.
Now, if you do a mixtape of nothing but original songs, I dig that. But then why don't you just call that an album? What's the difference between a mixtape with nothing but original songs and a real album? I don't understand that. And then also, the artists always have this, well, this is the mixtape, you know, this is the warm-up to the real album. So you're telling me that you're giving me some lower quality stuff that I should listen to, even though you're giving it to me for free or something, I should waste my time listening to it. just to let you know, just so I could know that you're kind of good and maybe I should look out for your album. It actually, with me, works the opposite way. I usually end up listening to them and be like, this is trash and I don't ever want to hear anything from this guy again or from this girl again.
You know, they need it. They need the DJs. It's coming back full circle, like I said before. It's always been the DJ and the MC. The DJ plays just as much of it as a major role as the MC does. And now, you know, when the corporations came into play, I feel like they kind of ripped that from, you know, from the essence of hip, like when hip-hop was coming up. So now it's like, now they got to come, you know, now they got to bow down to the DJs. And like I said, just take it back to the 80s and how they was doing it with the Get Down, you know. Make sure that mixtape, the DJs got it, and once the DJs get it, they create the buzz, put it out, whether it's via clubs, whether it's via internet, however they doing it. It's like they need, you know, they recognizing that they need the people, once again.
This is Grassroots Movement, man. Right now it's tough times, and if, you know, we've been losing the sense of family and community and all of that. So right now, this is the best opportunity for people to come together, man, to start working and really start doing stuff, man, because at the end of the day, that's what's really going to start motivating people, especially these young kids today, man. We got to really start thinking about our future. Who's going to be really looking out for our kids? Right now, I got a 22-year-old who's going to be 23 soon, so that's why I'm thinking about the future, because at the end of the day, you know, as we get older, we got to think about the future. That's why I'm speaking in the tone that I'm speaking, man, because at the end of the day, it's not about yourself. It's about giving back, you know, and then making sure that other people are following your footsteps, especially if you're a role model and keep doing the things that you're doing, especially in this hip-hop game. And sometimes when we start making this amount of money, you know, remember, you know, once we get to a certain lifestyle, we're not connected, you know, to the essence of what's really happening. So that's why I speak in this tone, man, because I'm privileged to still be part of the essence, you know, and not lose that, you know. So that's why I speak in this tone, man, because I'm definitely still part of the streets and keeping it hardcore.
For all independent artists out there that are looking, you know, for any media work, check me out at theicu.com. It's a multimedia company I work with. I'm a producer there. You know, I do some editing and stuff there too. And also, just music-wise, me, I have a group called Megabone that you can check out at www.megabone.com. And it's not nothing political, it's just us having fun, Beastie Boys style.
You can reach us at myspace.com/DivisionXRap, and you can look us up on Facebook. I just don't know the page.
Okay, I got a song out with DJ Webstar. It's called Gotta Get That Money. I also got a record out called Murder More / The Vines. You can check for the video on YouTube, on Worldstar. You can check for me on MySpace. It's DivineRBG. It's the MySpace joint. You can follow me on Twitter, The Vine of the Day, DivineThedey on Twitter, Facebook, so on and so forth. You know, the free shit, you know what I mean?
Who don't know it, people want to hear my music, MySpace, DJ Dr. Dust. You're gonna hear mixtapes, you can download it for free. I got stuff, man, rocking from 10 years ago, 15 years ago to current, you know. So, you know, that's where I start, you know, just pretty much, man, giving people a good mixture of what, you know, really hip-hop is all about. You know, it's all about just keeping it, you know, new school. Is about keeping it just music, good music. If your stuff sounds good, it's gonna get around.